and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so grateful to have each and every one of you be here. Woo! Can we say the end of the month? Guys, I don't know about you, but March, here we come. I love the beginning of the month. It just allows so much fluidity in my life, and I believe the same for all of us, but especially if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun is sunning. You feel me? Yes, it's still a little cold, but that's okay, okay? But once that sun hit, it's like new beginnings. Now, not is like, it is new beginnings, and I'm here for it. I'm here to be part of this lighter half of the year. You understand what I'm saying? We giving good vibes, good energy, greatness, abundance, and all of that. Good, good, good. Guys, how are you doing? I pray that each and every one of you are on sound mind, body, and soul, which is very important. If anything, it's the most important, I believe. And for me, your girl has been really working on herself, really making sure that I stay accountable to the things that I say that I want to achieve for myself, and exuding and appearing as such. You know what I mean? Which goes on to our topic for today. You already know your girl has been, can we just take a sidebar? Your girl has really been preparing. Not to say I wasn't preparing before. You know, we have like hills and valleys of how we have been doing these podcast episodes. You already know I love recording outside in nature. Always my fave. It's always going to be a vibe. But I have to say, coming back in and sitting down and doing these recordings for you guys has been delicious as well. So I'm like on a scale, like I don't know which one I love most, but I'm going to say like I'm just happy to be here, period. Guys, this week's topic is a good one because we have spring coming up soon, okay? I know we're still in February, okay? I got it, but in like literally in a couple of weeks, before you know it, the flowers is going to be flowering, the greenery is going to be greening, and we're going to be in spring. This is a very important time where trusting yourself is key, okay? Trusting yourself, knowing that your footing will take you and is taking you in a direction, okay, that you need to be in order to be successful in your endeavors, okay? And what does that look like? What does trusting yourself look like? Well, for one, are you writing things down? Are you writing things down and following the things that you say that you want? Because here's the thing, that's how you know you're trusting yourself. That's a clear example of trusting yourself. Trusting that, okay, I wrote these things down. And it's not about following every single thing down to the T, because we have to equate life. Life happens. But I just find that when I sit down with myself and I actually write down certain goals, certain things certain things I want to achieve, look into certain topics that I would like to discuss, depending on the energy that's appearing before me, I just feel much more I just feel much more sure about where I'm going, even if I can't see it. The fact that I wrote it down and I have somewhat of a script, for lack of better words, proving to me that, okay, I did write this down, I said what I said, and this is what we're doing. What does this look like? But that comes from trusting yourself, trusting to know that the things that you wrote down is prevalent and are relevant to your future and the things that you want to achieve. It's not about relaxing. Now, we can mind hustle. We can mind hustle and speak to others and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And, you know, how do you think, you know, this is going to be if I do it X, Y, and Z? If you have a partner in business, or if you have a confidant where you are like-minded and they are doing similar things to you, and I'm going to get in that, then have those conversations. But if you are not privy in those relationships where you have those similarities, I would keep my mouth shut. Here's why. I find people can be dream killers. Situations in their lives can kill your dreams. It's not even that they're saying, oh, well, I don't know X, Y, and Z. I don't know, you know, if that's going to work. Like, that's far-fetched. When you it's not even about that. Just listening to the dynamics of their lives can actually make you internalize that energy for yourself and bring in self-doubt. You understand what I'm saying? This is why they say be very strategic on whom you allow yourself to speak to, whom you allow yourself to be around, because that energy is infectious. You know, here you are with your goals, you know, here you are moving about, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you all la, 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 and this person is maybe, not maybe, is going through their life happenstances, right? It's their life, but then because of your past woes or your past energy, you completely leave all the work that you have done, and now you're making their life your life. And we have to be really mindful of that. So when you trust yourself and you say to yourself, okay, I want to talk about X, Y, and Z, or I don't feel like talking to X, Y, and Z, trust that energy. And it's not to say anything negative about anybody else, because we are all in different phases of our lives, okay? We all got to go through our ups and downs. Trust me, I know. I am no, okay, I am no virgin to that, right? But when you're working hard and you find yourself in a different season to somebody else, you have to really trust how you move going forward. And it can be scary because you may be the only one moving. But you have to remember why you choose to do the things that you do. I know for me, I have certain goals. I have certain financial goals. I am working on my financial financially literate, not illiterate, because I find, unfortunately, school didn't teach me anything when it came to my finances. Okay, you know, we were taught to work hard, save your money, and, you know, retire. And I'm not poo-pooing on that, because I did, and I reached all those plateaus. Thank you. I do not take that for granted in any which way or form. I'm humbled by that. But being in this phase of life, I have came to understand that there is so much more to it. There's so much more to life. There's so much more to achieve. And the way that the system has changed completely. Look at all these entrepreneurs out here. Look at all these young people that are out here moving and scaling on the map, because they have learned earlier than not, in a lot of cases, where going to college, and I'm not poo-pooing on that, right? Educating yourself is always key. But do understand that it takes a certain type of understanding when it comes to business. It just does. And I had to learn to trust myself in where I am in my life, because there's a lot of things that I am educating myself on as we speak that even 3 years ago, I just didn't see it. You know what I mean? But trust your seasons. My season may not be your season. Your season may not be my season. And this is not to say not to give a prayer or a lending ear to your friends and loved ones, right? If somebody takes the time to confide in you, that's because they trust you and they need you in that particular area. I have always been, thank you to the Creator, blessed to have a tight niche where I can trust in those times. But we have to understand that we are all walking this life by ourselves, and it's hard to walk this life and achieve anything if you do not trust yourself. So trusting yourself is key. Moving forward like a bull is key, because guess what? Spring, I'm claiming it, guys. You might be saying you're moving a little too fast, but oh well. Spring is definitely in the air, okay? I'm looking at my plants right now and they're springing, okay? I have a bird of paradise, guys. She have gotten so big. She blessed me with two big leaves already, okay? And I'm just like, okay, I'm following your lead, okay? She trusts in herself to grow all big and magnificent in my apartment. So how am I not going to trust myself and grow big and magnificent in my own life? And I am sharing this with you guys because not only do I respect and love you guys, I just feel like this is a perfect time to really believe, you know, believing in yourself. You know, we all hear these things like, oh my God, you know, self-love and self-love here. But when you look under and try it, go look up self-love. You're going to see most of the things I've been speaking about this month falls under that category, because at the end of the day, it all starts with you. Nothing moves in life if you not moving. You know what I mean? Especially if you have, you know, loved ones. You know, my mom is coming up in age. I'm coming up in age. And it just makes you see things in a different bird's eye view, where you want to be there for not only you and be prosperous for you, but you also want to be strong and prosperous for the ones that you care about as well. So trusting yourself and knowing that you are doing the best that you can, you are making adequate moves according to your goals because you wrote them down. You every day you're taking a bite out of crime. That used to be a thing. Take a bite out of crime. Guys, you know I'm silly, but literally take a bite out of your goals every single day. If you can say, you know what, I did a couple of things or one thing that brought me that much closer to my ultimate goal and my belief system, you have already won the battle. Because what? I wouldn't eat an elephant, but I know it's corny and I said it before, but how do you eat an elephant? For lack of better words, one bite at a time. Guys, I love you so much. Be sure to stay blessed, stay in peace, and stay in power. And just remember to love yourself. Peace. Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.